Good morning. Welcome to the Tuesday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Continuing in my morning devotions and in these recorded morning devotions through the devotional journal, Living Free. About reigning with freedom when living in the midst of enemies. And today's topic is free by a new covenant. I don't know if you've ever been trapped in an agreement that just became overbearing, impossible to fulfill the conditions of it, and yet seemingly no way out. And how you would feel if the other party in the agreement decided to pay it off, cancel it, and write a new agreement that was more favorable to you, one that put more of the burden on them. In a sense, that's what God has done with us. The old covenant of the law had become such a burdensome thing. And part of it was, the nature of it was always designed to prepare people. The New Testament calls the old covenant a school teacher, a schoolmaster. It was to teach us about our need for grace, about our need for Jesus. And you couple that with the implementation by the religious leaders throughout much of the Old Testament, and particularly as you get into the time of Jesus, who took the words of the law and made them even more of a burden. And to think of living under that covenant. Where you could never be quite sure if you had done enough. The sacrifices that were required to atone or to pay for your sin. And to, I would think, always wonder, have I covered all of it? And then Jesus comes along and says, this is too much of a burden. I'll pay it for you. I'll make the sacrifice for your sin. I'll write a new covenant upon your heart, a covenant of love, obedience, submission, a covenant of mercy and grace, of compassion. And this new covenant I'll write with my own blood, says Jesus. And I'll be the go-between between you and my Father. You see, as we gaze into the perfect law that gives freedom, we see that we live with freedom by a new covenant. And as we consider the people around us, as we consider the world that we live in, I believe many try to approach God, try to find peace with God through some form, fashion of the old covenant. Well, they may not say they're doing that, but it's always that looking over your shoulder, have I done enough? Have I remembered everything to confess to God, to ask for forgiveness? Have I missed some detail? You see, those thoughts are thoughts more related to the old covenant than the new covenant. The new covenant, we live free according to it because we ought to be able to live with joy that Jesus has paid the terms of the covenant. He not only paid them, but to free us from the old covenant, he continues to pay them so that we can live by the new covenant, even in this flesh that we carry. But it's not just for us. That's part of the good news of sharing in this new covenant. It's for all who would come. It's for all who would receive it. For everyone that we encounter today. For those who feel trapped under the bondage of sin. For those who feel trapped in the confines of COVID-19. For those who feel there's no hope. God and us ought to have good news for them. There's a new covenant, a way out of the entrapment, a way to peace and hope, a way to live life differently. And that's to live life in Jesus Christ, to accept His payment, to accept His terms. You see, every covenant that we sign, whether we use the covenant or agreement or contract or whatever it is, there are always terms. And sometimes we're fearful to sign things because, well, we can't quite figure out the fine print. And Jesus didn't leave any fine print. He says, I've covered the terms of the old covenant and I'm writing a new covenant. And the new covenant simply says, give up everything that you have and follow me. And how often do we hear that? And our first thought is, give up what I own. Give up my rights. Give up the things I value, give up the things I want, give up all of the things that we think identify us. And when we hear that, we think this is a difficult thing. I have stuff that I don't want to give up. What about instead of focusing so much on our stuff that we like, you see, part of that giving up everything and following Jesus is giving up our fears, is giving up our anger, is giving up our heartache, our burdens, our things we really don't want to keep anyway. And yet we've carried for years because there was nothing else to do with them. You see, it's so easy to focus on giving up the things we think we're going to lose rather than focus on giving up the things we want to lose anyway. And the terms of the new covenant is a full surrender. To say, God, you're in charge. I can't do this life on my own. And I really don't even want to anymore. And when we live by the new covenant, we find a freedom to realize God's in charge. I don't have to be in charge. I don't have to know what today brings. Because I know the one that holds my tomorrow. And that my tomorrow is secure, whether it's here or with Him. And so today, as we pray, I would encourage you to not just consider yourself, not just consider the freedom you have by this new covenant, but to pay attention to people. to recognize the burdens they carry. Trying to do the right thing. Trying to honor the people around them that they care for. Struggling through life because life is difficult. And spend time talking with God about how you can be a messenger of this new covenant. How you can not only live with freedom, but share the freedom that is available to all. To say, you don't have to hold on to that. You don't have to carry that. Some days it's a tough struggle. For a lot of reasons, and I tend to live with easily triggered high anxiety. Been numerous times through my life that trigger points have been such that the doctors have described it as the PTSD stuff, because it just mentally causes me to shut down. And to know that I can give that to God and say, I don't need to carry this anymore. Does it remove it completely from my life? It hasn't. But it helps me to overcome. It helps me to press on to tomorrow. To know that there will be brighter days. See, so often as Christians, we don't like to talk about stuff like that. Because, well, should we even have anxiety? Should we even have struggles? Jesus said, in this world you will have trouble. But somehow we like to paint a pretty picture on our face and say, I don't have any problems. Jesus solved everything. Well, He does solve everything. But He, at least in my life, doesn't always solve it by removing the problems. He solves it by carrying me through the problems and preparing me to encourage and to help, to comfort others. And as you watch people today, and I'm not talking about some creepy type of observations, but you'll encounter people, whether it's in person or online or however it is, pray that God would give you the wisdom to share hope, to share about the hope that you have in Jesus because of this new covenant. Would you spend some time this morning praying with me? Father, thank you so much that you are a God that understands our weaknesses, our frailties, the difficulties that we experience in life. And you've written a new covenant through the blood of Jesus that really puts the burden on Him. He willingly paid the price to free us from the old covenant. That covered the penalty for the sin that we commit. And Father, as we gaze into your perfect law which gives freedom and we read the terms of this new covenant, may we be willing to deny ourselves daily and to take up our cross and follow Jesus. May we be willing to surrender everything so that we would gain even more. And Father, as we consider the things that we like to hold on to and surrendering those, may we also think about the things of we really don't care for that have plagued us for our life. And may we surrender that. Father, in this world of confusion and change and uncertainty, may we surrender our fears our hopelessness, our anger, our prejudice, our favoritism, our greed, all of the things that creep into our life that we really don't want there anyway. Father, may we live free by the new covenant. But not only would help us to live free, may we be more deliberate in sharing that freedom, sharing the news of this covenant with others, of sharing the compassion that has bought us out of the old covenant, out of the bondage of sin. Father, as we see people caught up in sinful actions, may we see them differently perhaps than we ever have before. And may we see them as those that the blood of Jesus has already covered, even what they're doing. And help us to find ways to share that hope and that freedom. Father, even as your word teaches us, may we not use those freedoms that we have in this new covenant for selfish gain or intent, but to serve others. God, today, may we lift up Jesus through the things we say, through the things we do. Father, I pray for the children in our homes, in our communities. May we be the examples that they need to see. As so much confusion and uncertainty continues to swirl around the return to school, and adding to the confusion and uncertainty, the element of fear, and I pray that you would pour out an abundance of peace upon the parents that are having to decide what's best for their children. I pray that you would pour out an abundance of hope upon the families that are wondering if this has any kind of an end to it. At least any kind that's good. Father, I pray that you would pour out an abundance of courage upon the children, that they would, through all of this, learn to live with both a cautious and a courageous spirit. Father, for each one of us, may we listen more intently to your Spirit. May we gaze more intently into your Word. And as we do those things, may we be more intentional about putting those things into practice. As the world appears to become darker and darker at times, may the light that is within us through Jesus shine brighter and brighter. May we not be ashamed of that light and try to hide it, but may we display the love of Jesus, the compassion of Jesus, the mercy of Jesus, the very calling of Jesus of all people to Himself. May we display that boldly, courageously, lovingly. May we continually learn how to give that answer for the hope that we have with gentleness and respect. Guard our attitudes and our actions, our words and our tone. Father, help us to represent Jesus well today. whatever we do, wherever we go, may we lift him up, that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Tuesday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.